Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rudy Gobert.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Locked On NHL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your co-host, Chris Maselli from Locked On Avalanche. And with me, as always, from Locked On Lightning, coming from his dungeon with Precious down there somewhere. Precious is in the basket somewhere. Mr. Adam Denker from Locked On Lightning. What's going on today, my friend? Are you in a good mood? Are you in a bad mood? Or is this what you kind of expected where the Lightning would be right now? We're going to get into it, but a brief overview on the feelings of Mr. Adam Denker.
Yeah, hi everybody. It's been a minute since we've done this. Last night did not go as planned. But we will bounce back, and the Islander fans showed why they need to close that arena after throwing alcohol all over the
that was
a bad look.
Uncouth.
Just a bad way to end the game. I mean, we'll get into that as we get along.
We will. And we're recording this late Thursday. And as of right now, we're kind of keeping an eye on the Golden Knights and Canadiens. There is less than a minute to go in the third with that game. So unless something happens here, seems like we will be having a game seven overtime, which those are the best. They're only the best if the team you want to win wins, obviously. So obviously, if you're listening to this, by the time you're listening to this, you know the outcome of that. But Adam and I are kind of riding by the seat of our pants with this game. We are going to talk about his series with the Lightning and the Islanders, how it's gotten to this point, what to expect in game seven. And we're going to start things off with the big news coming out of Seattle. We've been waiting a long time to hear their coach, who's going to be kind of steering the ship, I guess. And that was not a pun for a Kraken. I just realized that. I didn't mean to make a sea joke of who's the head coach is for Seattle, but I did. So I got to live with that one. Anyway, they announced Dave Haxtell is going to be their coach. A surprise, to say the least. We all had our lists of who we thought it was going to be. I don't know of anybody who threw out his name. But this is what they went with. This is kind of a shock to a lot of people. What did you think when news came down that he is their head coach?
Well, let's just start off. I mean, we spoke about this not too long ago before we hit the record button, but this was so random that when I got the notification on my phone, I thought it said Ron Hextall got hired by the Kraken. So I was like, wait a minute, why isn't he the GM of the Penguins?
It might have been a better hire if they they went with Ron Hextall.
So then, you know, I went back, looked at the tape, and lo and behold, it was Dave Haxtell. I kind of said it when I jumped on your live show that you did not too long before we were recording this. I would say just wait and see in terms of if it's a bad or good hire. You're going to have to wait and see, because it's a little bit more difficult to say just because, A, he doesn't have any idea who he's going to coach right now.
Well, he knows one guy.
Yeah, he knows one guy. Yeah, they have one guy. Right. But you're really going to have to wait and see how he adapts in the season, especially when the waters get a little rough. And yes, that was pun intended. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's a bad hire. I wouldn't say it's a good hire. What were you thinking when you saw this, Chris? I know you were a little bit more, I guess, on the surprise side when we were doing Locked On Avalanche.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Tocchet. I really did. I thought he's good for this team.
Yeah,
you have so much momentum going for you, being an expansion team in a great market, in a great sports market. These fans are itching for this team to get out on the ice. You know, there's more hoop. Well, I shouldn't say there's more. There's as much hoopla around this arena as there is the team. Just, you know, the climate pledge arena. Like it's just next level. The things that they're creating with this arena, even their practice complex is state of the art. Everything just seems to be going like so smooth for the Avalanche. Listen, look where my head's at. the Kraken, that they're off to a fantastic start, and this just slammed the brakes. Like this is not Letterkenny pump the brakes. This is slam the brakes, bro. Like I don't get this hire in that aspect, because fans, I think, really want an exciting team. And you brought in a very unexciting coach, not only in name, but in style of play. Like he's a more of a defensive style of coach. Dump and chase seems to be like his mantra. Like it's not an offensive game, and that's where the league is right now. So I was really, really surprised by this, but you are right, and you have to see how it plays out. We can have all the conjecture we want, and it was this good based on what he has done with, you know, the Flyers, and his college career was phenomenal.
Yeah,
at North Dakota, phenomenal college career, but that's not the NHL. And you know, in Philadelphia, he wasn't horrible, but he wasn't great. I think if you talk to Flyers fans, they'll probably think he was horrible, but just manages the game differently. And I had said on the live show that, you know, he relies heavily on his goalies. He overworks his goalies, and he can't do that stuff. So has he learned? That's the key. And that's kind of going kind of what you were saying, is we have to wait and see, because if he just keeps regurgitating what he knows, which he's been around hockey for a long time, so it's tough for sometimes like guys like him to change, but he needs to. He really needs to change his dynamic in coaching, because if he doesn't, the Kraken are going to have an average team that's boring to watch. And that is not a good recipe for an expansion team, because you're going to lose people real quick if you don't, I don't want to say replicate what Vegas did, but at least be, you know, pushing for a playoff bid in your first season. So.
And do you see Seattle maybe drafting in the expansion draft, or, and obviously in the entry draft, do you see them maybe forming this team around his style, or do you think they're just taking the best guy available?
You know, man, like I thought Seattle really lucked out getting number two, because Everybody thinks Owen Power is going number one, and I don't think he should. Owen Power is a really, really good player, and he's going to be a good player, but I think Buffalo needs to take Matt Berniers, because he's flash, and Buffalo needs that. Like, you know what I mean? Like they need some butts in the seats and get excited. And that's what Berniers can bring you. So Seattle, I feel, is lucking out if Buffalo takes Powers, and they will have, in my opinion, the best player in the draft. I don't know now. I genuinely don't know if they're going to take him at number two. You would think they should. I think that might go a long way. It's a good point that you bring up. It might go a long way into saying if he wants to play a different style in drafting him. When I say Matt Berniers. So we'll see. I think that, yeah, that's a good point. That'll be the first sign of where we're going with, well, actually no, because the expansion draft will be done before the, so maybe we'll have an idea if where they will go in the draft after the expansion draft is over. So a lot of questions around this hire. I don't know. Not a fan right now, but if they perform, you know, I'll eat my words and say, like, hey, he did a job. He did it well. So, all right. We're going to hear from betonline.ag. It's Denki Denk's favorite website, because he can throw down millions and scratch on anything he wants to. because Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. You have the baseball season, you have hockey season winding down, coming into the Stanley Cup final, NBA, which I think the Utah Jazz just lost, didn't they? Aren't they out of it now?
Yeah, unfortunately, they were sent home. They were sent a little bit earlier.
They were the number one seed. I don't really follow basketball.
I believe much, so. Much to the displeasure of our boss,
our host. Yeah. Sorry, we're sorry, Dave. who's left in the NBA? You have
the Suns. We got the Clippers. I'm personally rooting for the Suns just because they've never really done anything in the history of their franchise. So
they've been there though, when Barkley was on the team.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Wait, so the Milwaukee Bucks are still in it?
Yes, they are,
dude. If this is a Phoenix Suns Milwaukee Bucks final, that's going to be the lowest rated finals in history. I can almost guarantee that.
That's like probably that's like Sharks Blue Jackets Stanley Cup final.
Wow, no disrespect to Sharks or Blue Jackets.
No, not at all.
But all disrespect to them. You can go to Bet Online for all your latest news, odds, info on all your sporting needs before the next pitch. Puck drop or three-pointer, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device. Check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in on the games as your teams make their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up. And when you do, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right. Let's move to your neck of the woods here. And we've gone into overtime. So I don't know if this is going to be game seven. We got one game seven. We potentially get to have two game sevens to determine who is going to the Stanley Cup final. So this is your domain. Your boys are trying to repeat. Have they looked good? I haven't been able to watch as much as I've wanted to. You clearly are. So are you unhappy with their playing? Are you happy at times and then not happy at times? Like, is this the roller coaster of a seven game series that just keeps going back and forth?
No, it's funny. I was saying to myself when I was kind of just looking over the numbers before, just, you know, this is a game. This is going to game seven, but it doesn't have the same feel that you would kind of have out of a game, you know, a best of seven series going the distance. Usually, like you said, there's ups and downs, but I feel like throughout most of this entire series, whether it's win or lose, really the Lightning have been in control. There hasn't really been a game where they've really, you know, other than game six where they blew the lead and then they lost very badly on a bad turnover by Blake Coleman. But even with all of that negativity in those games, I still thought they were the better team. And I think really what it comes down to is, and you really saw this last year in last year's playoffs and even in the finals against Dallas, was that really the Islanders, as you know, as much as they want to come out and say, oh, we're, you know, we could score, we're not boring hockey, defensive minded team, you've shown pretty much in every game this series that really that's your only card to play. Yeah, Matt Barzal has been playing out of his mind this entire series, but really what it comes down to, you've just been just playing the waiting game, waiting for Tampa to make mistakes, which is not a bad game plan at all, considering just how careless the Bolts could be at times with the puck, and especially in the neutral zone. And just, you know, they do have some guys playing dinged up right now, so it's not the worst. You know, I think I actually said to Locked On Islanders host the other day, I said that I think game seven is probably, this is probably the first time that I'm actually kind of a little uneasy about this team going into a game throughout this entire playoff stretch. And it's going to be interesting. I'm not, you know, we're going to have to see what happens with Kucherov. He left the first period of the game. You know, not sure what's going to happen with him, but, you know, still not too worried. You have Braden Point, who's just playing out of his mind, only 5 points off from tying the record for most goals in a single playoff run all time. And then obviously you have Steven Stamkos and Alex Killorn and Victor Hedman. And I mean, the greatest goaltender in the world right now, Andrei Vasilevskiy. So I'm not worried, but I'm also not 100% comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's why I hate your team, because you have, you know, you just feel so. You remember in the movie Tommy Boy?
Yeah,
you've seen Tommy Boy when he's trying to sell his brake pads, and the one guy's like, he goes, I need that little guarantee on the box, making you feel all warm and comfortable inside. That is Andrei Vasilevskiy. That is when you have a good, you know, a top notch goalie. And I think there's probably only like three teams in the league that can feel that way, genuine, and you're one of them. So to have that guy just makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside, and you know that going into game seven, guys like him, you know, they rise to those occasions. So I agree. I think the Islanders can win this. They have to play a great game to do it. They're going to have to play a great game. Can they do that? Yes, they can. It's going to be difficult. You're obviously in Tampa. You're going up against Vasilevskiy. You can't make mistakes. You cannot make mistakes, but that's what makes this game awesome, is because anything can happen at any time. So, yeah, what else you got?
Well, you gotta wait to see how Tampa, and I've been preaching this throughout probably the entire season to my listeners, is that if Tampa could win the first 5 minutes, you could basically pencil them in for a win for that game, just because Tampa is one of those teams that just desperately needs to get off to a good start, just because their whole offensive plan revolves around momentum and consistency. Yeah. And I mean, you've seen it with your team, you know, are the Lightning and the Avalanche aren't that much different in terms of when it comes to how they score and what they need to do to get to that. Yeah.
One can get out of the second round.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. That's, and you know, our players don't get suspended for a bunch of games. Going back to the Tommy Boy reference, when he burns the car on the desk. So,
what'd you do?
So, you know, what they also need to do is they have these moments, and we've seen it in the playoffs, especially in the Hurricane series, where they feel like they don't have it in those first 5 minutes, and then they kind of just kind of look at like Vasilevskiy and be like, they kind of shrug. They're like, all right, you have any tricks tonight?
Yeah.
And you know, you can't rely on a goaltender. And I said on my show, there's only three goaltenders in NHL history you can rely on to win a game for you in the playoffs. That's Patrick Waugh, Dominik Hasek, and Marty Brodeur. Vazzy's not up to that yet. Maybe a couple more years,
but these are the moments that it gets him there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So he's gotta live up to that. So we're still in the intermission with the Golden Knights and Canadians. So,
but I have to give a lot of credit. I would be remiss if I didn't say this, that, you know, the Islanders have played very well. I don't remember the coach off the top of my head, but
Trotz? You
know, they aren't the coach. They aren't the team who we thought they were.
You're talking about
Because I really thought they were going to be the same old. It was the coach from the Cardinals back. But you know, because last year they didn't have a ton of scoring, but you know, now this year it seems like with Barzal and some other guys kind of contributing here and there, and they've really stepped up to the occasion, especially in game five, I believe, or game four. It was the Pulak block in the goal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean,
unbelievable. Holy crap. Do you think game five, being the blowout that it was, you don't think a team like the Lightning, who are well seasoned and, you know, coming off a cup win, knows how difficult that it is. Was there any like letdown in their game the following, you know, in game six after that 8-0, you know, drubbing?
No, I don't think, I think.
How did that happen? I mean, 8-0 does not happen.
Well, it was the perfect storm. It was the Tampa Bay Lightning. It was literally the movie, The Perfect Storm. It was, to kind of keep up the movie theme here on today's episode. It's
right.
It was, Tampa was the wave and the Islanders was Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney. And
let's stick with Tommy Boy. This was Tommy Boy's dad dying was basically for the Islanders, basically, is what it was.
Yeah. And it was just a combination of Tampa was clicking on on all cylinders, and just the Islanders just played bad. That's just what it was. And you know, going into that next game, I didn't think that anything like that could be replicated in back-to-back games. You know, it would have been more of a disappointment, because I would have, I expected, even though I did come out on the preview and say that Tampa could very well have won this series in five, which obviously, if anybody has been watching my Twitter over the last 24 hours, knows that a certain someone who shall not be named was not happy with that prediction.
I don't think that person exists. I
mean, no. You
know, that was a very clever bot, if you ask me. So.
But yeah, it would kind of be more of a letdown if the Islanders didn't come back and kind of punch the Lightning back in the jaw. But
right.
And I feel like those are the kind of games that sort of oddly make the losing team a little bit better the next time out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So, all right, let's hear from who do we got here? What did I do the first one? Was it Bet Online? Yeah, we got Rock Auto here. So we'll hear from Rock Auto, and then we'll talk about what the best possible matchup could be in the Stanley Cup Finals. Golden Knights and Canadians are in overtime right now, underway. So we'll keep an eye on that. But this episode brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brands that the warehouse happens to carry? You have a computer of your own with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when you use Rock Auto. They are a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. And their prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to your auto parts needs. And when you go to rockauto.com and you see all the parts available for your car or truck, load them up in your basket. And when they say, "How did you hear about us?" write "Locked On" in that section so they know that we sent you to them. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, so like I said, it is still 2-2, just underway in overtime between Vegas and Montreal. If Montreal wins, they are in. We have game 7 for your guys and the Islanders. So I guess maybe try to remove yourself from, you know, the show that you host. And what would be the best matchup in the Stanley Cup Finals in terms of the two teams going head-to-head? And then what do you think the best matchup is? And if they're one and the same, that's fine. What do you think the best matchup is for the NHL as a whole to get the most eyes on these games?
So
Montreal won 3-2. They are in. So before you answer that, actually go ahead and answer that.
All right. What were you going to say?
Montreal.
Well, I was going to say, the feed I'm watching on is a little behind you. So they just scored. I was going to say Montreal, but I have to say, you know, if our listeners who normally listen to us remember how you and I laughed at this Vegas team, you know, with the way their payroll is set up, and, you know, how are they ever going to be able to do anything if they lose a couple of guys? The Pietrangelo signing, giving him $1 billion for 7,000 years, and it worked. So you got to kind of give a little bit of a stick tap to them. But man, the Montreal Canadiens, just because I think, like, you know, as much as the conspiracy that everybody thinks that Gary Bettman hates Canadian teams, I think the NHL at the end of the day would love to see a Canadian team, and now they get to in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
And I think, you know, on the other side of that, and that's plain simple, because they're a young and upcoming team, and they have one of the biggest rising stars already in Cole Caulfield, who by all means is probably going to be the next captain after Shea Weber retires or leaves Montreal, and Carey Price, who a lot of people thought was, I think a year ago, was voted the worst contract in the NHL.
Really?
A year or two ago before. And then they're just an exciting team to watch. And then you got the GM, Mark Bergeron, who wears a red suit during every game seven, looking like a straight up Batman villain.
Is this like Tiger Woods golfing on Sunday or something?
Absolutely.
Like-
yeah, basically Tiger Woods in a suit. And then on the other side of that, I've kind of documented a little bit on my show. I kind of hinted at it that there's a nationwide conspiracy that that hockey fans, especially the NHL, do not want to see the Lightning go back to the finals.
Right.
I kind of want to have one of those old school matchups between, you know, now possibly if the Islanders do win, you get one of those matchups from, I believe, the 70s or the 80s. Because I know these two teams, I believe, at one point played in the finals. So off the top of my head, I can't think about which year exactly, but that would be a rematch of a Stanley Cup finals from back in the day. Two teams who were at one point in their franchise histories, dynasties. So that's another thing they could chalk up. And you and I have spoken in detail how the NHL loves to play, basically just can't advertise its matchups based off of the history of the teams that have, and you know, we're not even going to get into the conversation of the fact that the Montreal Canadiens are an original six team, which you and I are firm believers that that is not even a real thing.
Well, the original six is not a real thing. The Montreal Canadiens are the only ones who can claim to be an original six team. And you can make the argument that Toronto can, but you can also make the argument that they are not. And there's reasons behind that.
Yes.
But Montreal can. Anybody else?
We will say that they were original team. Original six now. I mean, if you want to give it a number, maybe like original 12 or...
Yeah, I mean, you could go right. but we'll do an episode in the off season.
Yeah,
we'll do an episode on that because there's
so much history and stuff. But kind of throwing that question back at you, obviously, now that we know the Canadians have won this game, they're moving on to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, I think the two questions, you know, what would be the best final? It's so tough to answer that because Montreal is playing so well in the playoffs, and that's what you want to do that clearly. But you know, Vegas has been a good team all year. So I think Vegas and Tampa would have been a really like throw down, probably go seven game series. I think that would have been a really fun series to watch. I think for the NHL, getting Montreal in there is exactly what they need. So right now, I don't think it matters. I think Montreal's in, and whoever wins game seven between Tampa and New York, I think you're going to have a pretty good ratings. It would probably, you're not going to want to hear this, but it would probably be better ratings if it's the Islanders simply because it's a New York market.
Just because of the fan bases. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but in terms of the series, I think it's going to be Montreal has proven everybody wrong every step of the way. So I think no matter who they play, they've proven that they can go up against good teams. I mean, they have beaten Toronto. They've beaten Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
And now they've beaten Vegas. And none of those have gone seven games.
Yeah.
No, wait, the Toronto one is because Toronto was up 3-1.
Yeah.
That one did go seven games. That's right. But so they, you know, they beat Vegas and they swept Winnipeg and then they beat Vegas in six games. Nobody saw any of this coming. So momentum is a very real thing and they have it all right now. So whoever they play, it's going to be a battle. It's really going to be better. So it's going to be interesting.
Now, if you're the Prime Minister of Canada, who is, by the way, a huge Canadiens fan, do you just say screw it and just have 100% capacity for the finals?
Is it almost like watching the Canadiens play in the finals is worth getting COVID, basically, is the question.
Pretty much.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know where Canada stands right now with it. I mean,
well, right now they're standing in the alleyway behind the arena, setting off fireworks. And
that's I saw an image of a
crowd of what looks like 5,000 people.
I saw that. And I'm like, why can't you just bring those people inside? They're around each other anyway. Just bring them all inside.
I have no idea.
So, I don't know, man. This is I can't wait for Friday night because game
seven. I feel like, and I have to say, like, I feel like this Canadiens team, which has all, other than the fact that they're a young team, it kind of seems like they're a team of misfits. You have Carey Price, who really a lot of people a couple of years back thought his career was kind of almost over.
Yeah.
You have Shea Weber, who, you know, Art is making his second trip to the finals after he went there with Nashville. And then you have like a group of other guys like Tyler Toffoli, who's kind of bounced around. You have Brendan Gallagher, who's been there forever, who I like to kind of call the Brad Marchand of the North, just because of just how much of a pest he is. And if they are a fun team, and it's going to be, if the Lightning do make it to the finals, which I hope they do. This will be a very depressing episode of Locked On NHL next Thursday if they're not But it kind of will be hard to like hate them if Tampa plays them.
I know, but I, dude, I'm good. Like Vegas is out. Fine. Vegas is out. The three teams left. This is all gravy for me. I really can root for any three of these teams, and I'm fine.
Now
it's an Eastern team that's going to be winning this thing.
And the other thing is that I'm kind of like, that's going to kind of suck for like the Vegas fans, is that the talk for the next probably week is going to be like, should have Fleury started over Leonard? You know, we're going to have that debate for the,
well,
probably the
next, I mean, week. Leonard got him the big victory and took this one to overtime. So I think that was the right call.
There's always going to be hockey pundits that are just going to kind of
further
that, but
right. Well, I don't know, man. So we next week, we will see if we're talking about your boys taking on the boys to the North, and either way, it's going to be fun. So that is going to be it for today, everybody. You can follow me over at LOPN_Avalanche and Locked On Avalanche on Instagram. Mr. Adam Denker, you can follow
the personal Twitter at Danky Dank, DenkyDank. You can follow the show at LO_Lightning on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram at Lockdown_Lightning. We got a lot of great content coming up the next couple of days, win, lose, or COVID. Really excited to see how the playoffs wrap up, and really hope, like I said, hopefully the Lightning kind of get it together and don't lose. If they do lose, I hope it's at a legit loss, not like an ugly loss, what we saw in game six.
I can attest to game seven overtime losses in playoffs. So that not a year ago that happened. So they're the worst. So I don't know. We won't go down that road just yet, but. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Have a good one.